Chapter 23. At last, the sleepy atmosphere was stirred, and vigorously. The murder trial came on in the court. It became the absorbing topic of village talk immediately. Tom could not get away from it. Every reference to the murder sent a shudder to his heart, for his troubled conscience and his fears almost persuaded him that these remarks were put forth in his hearing as feelers. He did not see how he could be suspected of knowing anything about the murder, but still, he could not be comfortable in the midst of this gossip. It kept him in a cold shiver all the time. He took Huck to a lonely place to have a talk with him. It would be some relief to unseal his tongue for a little while, to divide his burden of distress with another sufferer. Moreover, he wanted to assure himself that Huck had remained discreet. "Huck, have you ever told anybody about that?"
"About what?"
"You know what."
"Oh, of course I haven't."
"Never a word?"
"Never a solitary word, so help me. What makes you ask?"
"Well, I was afeard."
"Why, Tom Sawyer, we wouldn't be alive 2 days if that got found out. You know that."
Tom felt more comfortable. After a pause,
"Huck, they couldn't anybody get you to tell, could they?"
"Get me to tell? Why, if I wanted that half-breed devil to drown me, they could get me to tell. They ain't no different way."
"Well, that's all right, then. I reckon we're safe as long as we keep mum. But let's swear again, anyway. It's more sure."
"I'm agreed."
So they swore again with dread solemnities.
"What is the talk around, Huck? I've heard a power of it."
"Talk? Well, it's just muff potter, muff potter, muff potter all the time. Keeps me in a sweat constant, so I's want to hide somers."
"That's just the same way they go on around me. I reckon he's a goner. Don't you feel sorry for him sometimes?"
"Most always. Most always. He ain't no account, but then he ain't ever done anything to hurt anybody. Just fishes a little to get money to get drunk on, and loafs around considerable, but Lord, we all do that, leastways most of us, preachers and such like. But he's kind of good. He gives me half a fish once when there wasn't enough for two, and lots of times he's kind of stood by me when I was out of luck."
"Well, he's mended kites for me, Huck, and knitted hooks onto my line. I wish we could get him out of there."
"My, we couldn't get him out, Tom. And besides, 'twouldn't do any good. They'd catch him again."
"Yes, so they would. But I hate to hear him abuse him so like the dickens, when he's never done that."
"I do too, Tom. Lord, I hear him say he's the bloodiest looking villain in this country, and they wonder he wasn't ever hung before."
"Yes, they talk that way all the time. I heard him say that if he was to get free, they'd lynch him."
"And they do it, too.